It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and on the line right now is Sarah Johnson, who is market manager of the downtown Marquette Farmers Market. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
I wanted to have you on the show today because you guys are doing something a little bit different. The word is that the downtown Marquette Farmers Market for this year is happening, but it's happening a little bit different. It's going to be online. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You heard right. So due to the pandemic, we surveyed our vendors, we surveyed our community, we worked with our board and several organizations across the state and country, and came to the conclusion that we are starting our market exclusively with an online farmers market marketplace, and we just launched it this past Sunday. So we're underway currently.
So what is the general plan then? When you say it's online, what's it going to be all about?
So what that means is that the farmers market is not going to exist as people have come to know it. You can go to our website, which is mqtfarmersmarket.com, and click shop, and there's a whole online marketplace there. So it's a one-stop shop with a bunch of our vendors. Right now we're just featuring essential vendors, so folks that are selling food, pet food and treats, personal hygiene products, and plants and plant starts. And you can place one single order that features products from several different vendors easily all in one spot. And then you would come to the Commons, where the market usually is held, on Saturday mornings at your designated assigned pickup time and pick up your order.
So let's kind of go through it. We go to mqtfarmersmarket.com, place the order. What happens after that?
So you have a little ordering window. So from Sunday at noon until Wednesday at about midnight, you get to place your order. You register as a customer. You'll get lots of email notifications from us letting you know what to do. You can pay with a credit card, and credit cards won't be charged until Saturday morning. So you put your credit card information in, but we won't charge it right away. You can also register as a customer that is going to be using food assistance benefits. That's going to be a little different. So, unfortunately, you can't pay online with food assistance benefits, but we will be accepting those benefits, and we will just make those payments in person at the market on Saturday for pickup. Currently, we're accepting SNAP or EBT bridge cards, the PEBT bridge cards that have been issued to families with school children ages K through 12, and we're matching those benefits with Double Up Food Bucks as well.
I mean, this really sounds like it is an all-encompassing effort to do this, but I'm sure it is kind of a work in progress. You're just getting it kind of going right now, but the goal is to be able to put these products from the vendors in the hands of the consumers without necessarily having to go to the market and deal with possibly running into more people.
The guidelines that are in place right now, and, you know, everything's changing very quickly, but if we were to have a physical market, we would have to abide by very strict social distancing parameters, and we would only be able to have about 20 vendors at each market, and it would be very different. We wouldn't be able to have any music or any gathering, so we decided to do an online market because we're able to welcome we have 50 vendors currently enrolled in the online market. And we're able to kind of let customers shop and get access to local, nutrient-rich and dense foods, but also maintain, you know, safety and comfort at a distance, so to speak.
We're talking with Sarah Johnson, market manager of the downtown Marquette Farmers Market. Again, Sarah, the website for folks to find out more, either to place an order or find out the details of just getting involved, is what?
mqtfarmersmarket.com.
That's Sarah Johnson, market manager of the downtown Marquette Farmers Market. If you missed any of our interview, we'll have some highlights for you at our website at sunny.fm. We'll be sure to link up all the information so you can get the items from the downtown Marquette Farmers Market to your table. It's all about keeping you connected to the community on Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.